It's time for Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Morena, Mayor Phil Goff, how are you this morning?
Atamaria, I'm good, and just looking out the window to see what the weather's doing.
Exactly.
It's been so changeable, but I'm getting some sunshine through at the moment. But hey, in 10 minutes' time, there could well be a squall and heavy rain, so you just don't know.
Yeah, let's start by talking about this. We've seen storm weather across the country. For once, it's not been us who's been battered by it the most, but it has definitely caused a few problems. What are we seeing broadly across the city? Is there any flooding? Is there any sort of infrastructural issues that have been raised by this latest crazy weather?
Well, the main infrastructure problem, I guess, or the most obvious one, is the Harbour Bridge having to close, I think, five times yesterday, albeit for relatively brief periods of time. They look at closing the Harbour Bridge when the wind levels get up to over 90 kilometres an hour, and I think they yesterday were each time just over 100 kilometres an hour. So they you know, given the problem we had a year or so back with the truck that hit one of the struts on the Harbour Bridge, they err on the side of caution a bit. And if you're on a if you've got a high-sided vehicle, or if you're on a motorbike, being on the Harbour Bridge during a squall like that is not a good place to be.
That's been an ongoing issue for the Harbour Bridge probably since it's was built in the first place. And we're hearing lots of conversations about ways we need to be preparing for ongoing difficult weather patterns in Tamaki Makaurau. When we see something like the intense weather we've seen in the last couple of days, what are the conversations that happen at council about managing it? Because I presume that there are conversations about this going on.
Yeah, well, obviously, we're getting more frequent severe weather events. That's part and parcel of climate change. You can never say any particular weather event is because of climate change, but I listen to what the meteorologists say, and they say the fact that we're getting, we've just had the third drought in a row over summer, followed by a really wet June. I'm confessing that the wet June in some ways is very welcome. We're now back over our average level of lake storage for the water. And, on my little farm, where there were big cracks in the soil and we never got any autumn growth. Usually you get a flush period of growth in autumn and it sees you through the winter. Didn't get that at all, but we're getting it now late in the winter itself. So the farmers will be happy. The water care is happy that the lake levels are looking pretty good, and we've got big safeguards against running into a water shortage now with the big build on infrastructure. But the reason that we put the climate action targeted rate in place is because we know there is going to be big changes across Auckland. You get the sea level rising in Auckland by, they're saying, 30 centimetres in places in the next 10 to 20 years. When you get a storm like that and you get a surge, that magnifies the effect of the higher sea level and you get more inundation. But to be fair, in Auckland, we probably got off pretty well. I mean, my power went out once last night, and I know from a lot of other people the power went out, and it's sometimes trees coming down and that sort of thing. But by and large, the worst of the weather in recent times have been both down the east coast of the North Island, and Wellington's taken a battering as well. But you never know what's around the corner, and climate change is making that worse. So we've got to be better prepared, one answer to the Harbour Bridge, I guess, is probably the next harbour crossing is going to be a tunnel, which won't be worried by whatever the wind is above the surface.
Well, let's keep in the world of resources at the moment and talk a wee bit about the most recent, I guess, water conversation that's happening in Tamaki Makaurau. This is the consultation on Auckland's fresh water. This is now open for consultation from the public. What is the council looking to hear from the public? What is the issue that's being consulted on here?
Well, the issue is the National Policy Statement for Freshwater Management 2020, which is one of a number of pieces of legislation that the government introduced that affects the use and management of fresh water. And, nobody can argue against what the purpose of the National Policy Statement is. It's to stop further degradation of our fresh water. It's to start making immediate improvements so that water quality improves within the next 5 years. And it's reversing past damage, to bring our waterways and ecosystems to a healthy state within a generation. Now, that ties in quite nicely with the new strategy statement that council has worked out on, mm-hmm. on water overall, which is now a strategy that will guide water care. And there is there are several periods of consultation. The current period runs from the 13th, which was yesterday, through to the 17th of July. And what we've circulated is, you know, a series of questions that asks Aucklanders for their views on what is happening and what needs to be done. And we're very much looking forward to getting feedback on that. It's, I mean, basically, it's asking people about telling us what they value most about fresh mm-hmm. water, how they use it, what outcomes they'd like to see achieve for fresh water in the future. And that will help inform our Auckland Unitary Plan by helping us set fresh water management targets. The whole goal of it is to constantly lift the quality of water in our city. Now, you know, the water supply, our freshwater supply, doesn't run into the problems of many other parts of the country. It's consistently mm-hmm. good. And our big challenges are things like wastewater, where, you know, we're building the central interceptor to stop the wastewater overflows that happen every time it rains in Auckland. So, yeah, there is a massive effort going on and a big investment that we're making, raising the quality of water, and appropriately so.
Well, let's move to the ports of Auckland. Now, we've seen a scrapping of what has been, I guess, a relatively controversial automation project down at the ports. This has been due to some software issues that have resulted in glitching, essentially, of these automated, I've forgotten what the word is, straddle.
Yeah.
This has been something that was a bit, you know, there were people who were quite concerned about it from the get-go. How have we got to this point where it's being scrapped?
Yeah, well, the decision to automate the straddles was made back in the early part of 2016, before I became mayor, actually, and at a time when the shareholder in the port was not Auckland Council directly, but an organisation called Auckland Council Investment Limited. Now, when I became mayor, and you know, the then chief executive proudly came up and said, "We're at the cutting edge of new technology here," you know, really proud of that. And I thought, not sure I'd be that proud of that, because new tech is always problematic, always has teething problems. And if I learned anything in many years in Parliament, is try not to be at the cutting edge of new technology. Try to buy off the shelf when it's been proven and you've ironed out the problems. That wasn't the decision of the last chief executive and the last board, both of which have now been replaced. The new board and the new chief executive made the decision not to go ahead with automation because, one, they believed that it would take a further 2 years and a lot mm-hmm. more money to properly implement it, and this was meant to come into effect in 2019. And in the meantime, that would cause further disruption and lowering of productivity and profitability on the wharves. Now, I think the new chief executive and the new board have got it right. What I want to know, because this involved a lot of money that was spent on software, over $60 million, I want to know what due diligence was done by the chief executive and the board at the time to convince them to implement this system of automation, whether they did adequate risk management analysis, whether they followed the right processes, because you don't pour that much money down the drain without demanding an answer as to why the port, which is able to make commercial decisions, in fact, it's protected in making its commercial decisions, they made that independently, but in the end, that affects the dividend to the council and to Aucklanders.
So,
and we have the right, I think, to know how they made that mistake and a guarantee about not repeating the errors of the past.
So does this mean there's going to be an inquiry into this or a report? What's going to be coming out of that?
Yeah, look, it will be done quite quickly because, you know, you don't want something that drags on for a long period of time. And in some respects, it's spilt milk. It's happened and we need to move on. But we also need to know what were the mistakes that were made and why, so that you don't repeat them.
Mm-hmm.
It will be done by, I think it will, the new board and the new chief executive will put that out to an independent reviewer to trace back how the decisions were made, what work was done, what processes were followed, and I would hope that we would have that report back within 2 to 3 months.
Well, thank you very much for your time this morning, Mayor Phil Goff. We'll be keeping an eye on the weather, and we will talk to you again next week.
Okay, take care. Well, I think it's getting better, but take care if you're out there, particularly if you're out there on a motorbike or something that's going to be, particularly endangered by those sudden squalls and heavy rain.
Right.
And everybody else, take care.
Thank you very much. See you next week.
That was Sounding Off with Phil Goff.
Thank you.